Morning workouts are the best workouts, except the gym's busy, but beyond that.
My basement is never busy, except for spiders.
And they're always there, so it doesn't matter.
They're always down here working out, they're swole spiders, asking me why I don't have better gym equipment.
Howdy, it's Monday, July 21st, 2025, and this is episode 258 of Do For A Win, the Atlantic City podcast. I'm Kyle Askin, joined, as always, by Craig Stone. What's good, Craig?
Back in the real world after being away for 11 days.
How's your vacation?
It was great.
Good. How much time did you spend in AC when you were in Ocean City?
None, just spent a lot of time staring at it. I did see some airplanes from the air show, so that was interesting.
Oh, there you go.
I've seen quite a few reports saying that people were underwhelmed by the air show. Part of that, I think, is that people only really care about the one thing,
which was not there.
Blue Angels, right?
Right.
I do wonder how much of it, the lack of attendance, is like you can't unring the bell of saying it's canceled. So I'm assuming there are a whole lot of people in Atlantic City who thought that the air show was not going this year, and then that changed, and there was an air show, and all of a sudden they were like, hey, airplanes.
But you enjoyed your airplane experience from 10 miles away?
It did. One of them did fly by Ocean City, and I saw that, which was interesting. I think it was three, actually, but they were all together. So basically, I was at the AC Air Show. I think I can give a full review.
Yep.
It will be accurate.
Yep. That'll be our Patreon-only feed.
Yeah, Patreon-only air show review from...
Yeah. $100 a month level.
I was going to say it's 20 miles away, but that's driving. It's probably... You
it's
know,
like 10, probably.
Maybe even less than that, directly up the shore. I don't know. All right. I have a would you rather for you that I came up with myself.
Wow, that's very rare for the Do For A Win podcast. Truly built on the backs of our listeners.
Usually, but I feel like I really need to revel in this effort that I've put in.
All right,
very proud of myself. So would you rather have a 48-hour Atlantic City trip where you can't gamble at all, or a 48-hour trip but you can't step off the property at Golden Nugget? So you pull into the parking lot, you get out, you go to Golden Nugget, and you get back in the car and you have to leave the city. You can't be like, oh, 48 hours in Golden Nugget, and then I get to do something else in AC. No, you get in the car and you go back home. Which would you rather do?
It's hard to say, right? Because neither of these would happen. But which one is more plausible that it could happen?
I'm not asking which you could happen. I'm asking which would you rather of these two
things. Let's say I go to Golden Nugget and then there's a huge blizzard.
Yeah.
Then, you know, I could spend 48 hours in Golden Nugget. Like, there is no circumstance where I would ever go to Atlantic City and not gamble. Even if it was, like, for some conference or, you know, like, had work people or whatever. Well, I'm obviously just going to gamble at night, right?
But I'm not asking you out of practicality. I'm asking you have to pick one of these two. We're doing some YouTube nonsense viral video challenge. Which challenge are you taking? The Golden Nugget only trip or the no gambling trip?
That's tough. I think if it was 24 hours, I could see taking not gambling. Like, there's certainly 24 hours of things to do in Atlantic City.
Yeah, I originally had it as a one-night trip. And then I was like, either of these options are fine for a one-night trip. Like, one night in Golden Nugget, fine. One night in AC with no gambling, sure.
Spending 48 hours in AC without gambling seems like a bit of a stretch. Then again, just spending 48 hours in Golden Nugget also seems like a stretch. So
it would be a lot. I mean, that's the hard part, is where are you eating?
Yeah.
For probably five or six meals.
I think, you know, Vicky Anthony's, you could go to the Asian place, you could go to the Bill's Burger.
Yeah, there's food options. But it's a small casino.
Jeez. I would rather do neither of these, I think. But if I had to choose, probably Golden Nugget. I would stay at Golden Nugget and not step off property.
That's what I have in my head.
That's, like, terrible, though. Why would I go to Atlantic City and do that? Why don't I just do that at National Harbor or something?
So that was my follow-up question for you, which is, if that was what you were given as an option, as a second would you rather, a part B, would you rather go to Golden Nugget and not step off property at Golden Nugget, or just go to, you know, Maryland Live or Horseshoe or
National Harbor? There's just no point in doing 48 hours of only Golden Nugget.
Yeah, it's just not even an AC trip, right? Like, if you go to Golden Nugget and you never step foot out of Golden Nugget, like, what's the point in going to AC?
You could go to the deck. Then it's, like, a little bit ACE.
Yeah,
ACE.
That's true. You could get some vibes. You go out on the deck, you get some AC vibes.
Especially in the summertime.
Yeah. That's tilting it a little bit in Golden Nugget.
That's the
Nugget
only
too.
Place where you get some AC vibes, though, I think.
In a weird way, you could make the same argument about even Borgata. Like, oh, if you go to Borgata for 48
hours.
Yeah,
but that's totally different.
So much. It's such a big casino. Yeah. There's tons of entertainment there. You can hang out at the
You can play poker.
B-bar
can,
for a long time. Yeah, there's a lot of options.
There's like a million restaurants. There's it's totally different.
There's constantly some kind of entertainment.
It's like a pleasant place to be.
Yeah, that's true too. In my head, I was like, Golden Nugget, go gamble. But I really think almost for the challenge of it, I'd pick the no gambling thing. Because I think after 24 hours straight in Nugget, I would be like, I can't do another 24 hours. It would be a real struggle to not set foot off the property.
If it was 24 hours, I would choose not gamble, I think. But
interesting.
Yeah. 48. It's both too long as Nugget. Yeah. Or I don't know. It's bad. It makes both options worse, I think. It's like
that's the point.
Way too long to not gamble and also way too long at the Nugget. But not gambling, the slope is higher. The longer it goes, like the worse it gets in relative to just being a Golden Nugget.
So 24 hours, you're going no gambling. 48, yes. You're going Nugget.
I think so. I think that's right.
I think I'm flipping it. I think 24 hours, I'm going Nugget. And 48, I'm going no gambling. Because with no gambling, I can do some beer tasting at the Seed. I can go to Little Water. I can go play a bunch of arcade games at the Showboat. Go to a restaurant. Go to the Hook.
In a vacuum, if I could disconnect part of my brain, I could definitely find stuff to do for 48 hours that are like enjoyable and have a nice little trip if it like weren't for the part of my brain that's like, this is dumb. Why are we here if we're not gambling?
Go to the pool. Is there a pool bar? I know there are beach bars.
No, I wouldn't go to a pool. Absolutely not.
I would sit by a pool for a little bit. I would go to the adults only area at the Showboat Water Park.
Maybe the one at Borgata that has a beer
garden. Oh, yeah. Borgata Beer Garden. I mean,
yeah, that's at the pool, right?
I think I could fill 48 hours with no gambling. Pretty easily. It would just be a lot of eating and drinking.
There's enough stuff to do there. It's just, would it be better than just going to Baltimore or Philadelphia or like literally anywhere? Part of what we do with this podcast is try to push people out of the casinos, but I'm not saying go to Atlantic City and don't gamble a dime because it's a great place to do that.
Right. Like I was just in Ocean City staring at Atlantic City. Would I rather be at the beach in Ocean City with the boardwalk in Ocean City, or would I rather be in Atlantic City not able to gamble? Like, quite obviously, Ocean City is very much nicer for a beach and boardwalk experience than Atlantic City.
Nothing's nicer than Peanut World.
That's a good point. There is no Peanut World in Ocean City. There is a Freilinger's in Ocean City that feels very old in there in an Atlantic City sort of way, and that was a nice little nod to Atlantic City that I got in my Ocean City trip.
Remember when we went in Peanut World and it had 10,000 folders and book covers of like the 1980s logo of the Cincinnati Bengals?
That was
like, this
great.
Is the weirdest thing that has ever been in any store in Atlantic City.
They're still there, right? Unless they got water
damage
from the ceiling leaking. Like those are still at Peanut World. I mean, I do think Peanut World is smaller than it used to be when I started going. I think it's half the size, but still.
We've never gotten the hot dogs there or food poisoning. Coincidentally, but
that's true. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, that's the would you rather. I think I could probably build a 48-hour no gambling itinerary that would feel pretty full and be good. I don't know how much of that would involve lounging on the beach or lounging by a pool.
You'd walk through your casino at like midnight getting back, and like the video poker bar would just be calling out to you, and you'd be miserable.
And I'd break the rules.
Yes, you would just break the rules. It's not possible.
I think it's possible. I think you can do it.
You'd have to, like, rent a house or something. You couldn't stay in a casino. Stay at Irish Pub and do it.
Oh, that would... I think that would be even worse. Like, you can't stay in some rundown hotel and not get the benefits of Atlantic City. That would be horrible, yeah.
It would be horrible. Stay at the Marriott Courtyard by Marriott.
Just do the outlets. Oh, the outlets! You can fill, like, a whole day at the outlets.
I don't think so. I mean, I'll go for, like, an hour every trip, but I could not spend a whole day in the outlets.
Think of how many shoes I can try on in...
You could spend a day in the outlets. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a very indecisive person, and being indecisive takes time. So I'll fill a lot of time just by trying to decide which pair of shoes I want to buy.
You can't rush being indecisive.
That's correct. In fact, now that I think about it, I need 48 hours. I actually need more time if I'm not gambling because I need that extra time to make decisions.
But when you're gambling, all your time is just spent looking at slot machines and not playing them. So... I don't know if I fully believe that.
That's an excellent money-saving strategy, and my casino strategy book will just be all about how being indecisive is the greatest casino strategy because you just gamble less.
If you're just extremely anxious, then you will lose less money.
Right. It's like what they always say on You Can Bet on That. The reason that you take your bets down is not because of any luck. It's because the less time you have your money up there, the less you lose.
All right, so let's follow up on Jinx T's VP tournament strategy. He said he was playing as fast as possible and just keeping two to a rail type hands. So my question, which was actually your question because you wrote this, are you better off just playing lightning speed and trying to fit in as many hands as you can with normal strategy? Just thinking about the format, I think you maximize your odds of cashing by racking up a bunch of lesser hands, not by playing for the one big hand. So explain yourself.
It seems like James T's strategy going in was just to hope for a royal and play what is not the best strategy if you're just playing video poker in general, but to go for royals, basically like two to a royal, he's going to take that rather than playing perfect strategy. He didn't get a royal and he still cashed. So that indicates to me that if you just can play a ton of hands at normal strategy and not do anything that slows you down, then that's the way to do it. And that actually your goal should just be to get in as many hands as you can to a point where, I mean, probably if you're a video poker player, the fastest way you're going to play is not deviating from your strategy at all, because that's just what's on autopilot for you.
Right.
But if you even have to think about it for a second, just don't. If you're like, oh, do I take low pair or this three to a, you know, outside straight, whatever. Like, no, just pick one and be done. Or like, if there's any doubt, just draw five. Like, just as fast as you possibly can, get in as many hands as you can and try to get those credits. I'm sure there's some way to simulate this that I'm not smart enough to do. You are a much more like math-minded person. Me, I'm just sort of theorizing about it. I feel like you may actually have some sort of better insight as to like, oh, well, maybe you're adding a few hands, but you're giving up, you know.
So here's the thing. If you hit a royal, you win, probably, right? Like, that's probably just what happens. So that's nice, but that's pretty unlikely.
Right.
I think what you said is best. Just like play your game, that you're really ground into muscle memory and can play maximum quickness. That's the most important thing. If you want to do anything, I would say maybe slightly de-emphasize royals specifically. I wouldn't de-emphasize straights or flushes or anything.
What do you mean de-emphasize royals? So you'd be so actually like, going for less royals?
Yeah, maybe, just because it is so unlikely that you hit a royal in, say, any 100 hands of video poker or whatever.
So like in a situation where you've got three to a royal but four to
a straight flush.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tricky. I would keep four to a flush probably in a tournament.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like he didn't really get any great hands.
Because you're, what are you talking about? Like, you know, 1 over 2,500 that you hit the royal?
Right.
But that means you win. I don't know. It depends on the structure of the payout, too. But my gut feeling is maybe slightly de-emphasize royals and keep other stuff. But really, just, like, play your game that you can play with absolute maximum speed, because number of hands is probably the single most important factor.
You make a point that's the key here, which is if your goal is just to cash, you probably just want to play whatever strategy plays as fast as possible, right? Because James T said he cashed even though he didn't hit any big hands. I don't think he even hit like four of a kinds or anything.
If it's super top heavy, there might be something to keeping slightly more royal hands, because that's probably what you need to win, I would think.
Right. So that was the second part of that, which is if the top prize or top three prizes are just way, way more than the rest of the cash prizes and you don't care anything about getting, you know, 50 bucks of free play, you want that. 10,000 bucks of free play or whatever the crazy payout is at the top. I have no idea what the actual payout structure was. Then, yeah, go for the royals. Go for, like, big hands. Try to play to win. But I think if your goal is just to cash out with some money, some free play, speed is key.
Yeah.
And so I have to say, thanks again to James T. Even though he didn't send anything else, we've farmed this for all it's worth.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. Maybe there's some more we can get out of this, but we'll have to find out on the next episode of Do for a Win.
People are going to respond with like data visualizations, and we're going to have a whole episode about it. It's going to be great. No one would put in that much effort.
Least of all me.
Yes, correct. So the big news, we have a lot of news this episode, but the biggest news is that we will be in AC 1 week from today, presumably. Mm-hmm. Our friend Dave actually is the one who pitched it. It's so rare that it's not one of us.
Right.
Emailing the group and having everybody say, no, I'm not really interested. And that it's actually somebody else in the group emailing the group and having everyone else say, no, I'm not interested.
So, you know, going off of our initial discussion, we're, of course, staying at Golden Nugget, right?
Yes, for 48 hours. Golden Nuggets.
Well, you guys will be there for like 48 hours, maybe. I will be there, unfortunately, for only one night. So
yeah, let's talk about that. You're getting there Sunday night, you think? Or do you think you're not actually going to get there Monday?
I think I'll probably get there Sunday and I will have to leave Monday. Because I have to be home for sure Tuesday morning so that I can take my kids to a dentist appointment.
Okay. Yeah, so I wasn't sure if I was getting there Sunday or Monday. My wife has some sort of birthday party midday on Sunday in New York City, and I can't leave until that's done. But right now my plan is to just, whenever she gets home, I will hop in the car and drive down. So I don't know if I'll get there at, you know, 6:30 or like 9:30? I have no idea.
Yeah. I mean, so I think it's possible. Like, I might get there earlier on Sunday and then just leave earlier on Monday. Yeah. Or I might get there later on Sunday and leave later on Monday. I'd probably be there for about 24 hours either way, though. That would be my guess.
I'm going to get up and go by, like, 9 on Tuesday, I think, is the plan.
Mm-hmm.
I originally, when this was being discussed, had Centurion Tower Sunday and Monday nights at Caesars, and I foolishly did not book it, and now I can only get Forum Tower.
Yeah, it seems like they've changed their system so that they're not giving out specific towers as much, except for the lowest quality one, and they've switched to having, like, you get whatever's available and you don't complain about it, because I guess people have been getting mad when they've booked something and haven't gotten their room.
That's probably very smart on their part, right?
I think it's smart, yeah.
Because certainly, it says in the small print, your room type is not guaranteed when you book. And I have certainly been in the situation where I've booked.
Right. You've been pretty annoyed when you've not gotten your room.
I've been annoyed, but not like enraged, because I do know. Like, I ended up paying a little bit extra that one time to be in, I think, South Tower or something.
And you said that was mostly for your brother, not necessarily for yourself too, right?
Right. Because they wanted to put me in West. If they had said Chelsea, I'd be like, no, no, no. What is the cost? Get me out of here, please. Yeah, now there's a new thing as I bring up Caesars right now. When I go to select a room, instead of just listing Forum Tower Centurion, it says room type assigned on arrival. Secure our best rates by leaving the selection of your room type to chance. Hey, you came to gamble, didn't you? Let's gamble right from the start. The way I am assuming that that will go is you're probably just going to get a Forum Tower room, right? It seems pretty unlikely that they'll put you
in. I don't know. I think it depends.
I mean, I expect if you're a higher level player.
Right.
I mean, maybe they don't even know that at check-in. But I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're going only one night Monday night, it's much more likely that they put you in a decent room.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe it actually benefits you to gamble in that situation. Like, if you book Forum Tower on Monday night, you're definitely getting Forum Tower on Monday night. Maybe if you book room type assigned on arrival, which we will from now on call the RTAOA or the RTAA, the RTA, then maybe you get something better. Maybe you get something. Yeah. Maybe you get the Nobu suite. You don't know.
Probably not. Probably not. But yeah, I don't think so. My question for you guys is, why are we talking so much about Caesars? Like, does anyone actually want to go to Caesars?
Well, it's because Dave has Centurion booked.
Oh.
He also mentioned possibly staying at Harrah's on Sunday and then moving to Caesars. But we just stayed at Harrah's.
You guys are some CET stands, I guess.
I think it's just what he has available.
Mm. That's true. That's true.
If he stayed at Harrah's, would you stay at Nugget or would you stay at Harrah's? You just stayed at Harrah's.
I would probably stay at Nugget, would be my guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I sent you an email because it's my birthday month. They've given me like a pretty monstrous offer.
So. Dollars of free play.
Yeah. So I could stay at Nugget. I could stay at Resorts, honestly. That would be fine with me. I could stay at Trop. So you said you have Chelsea and West only. I have pretty much everything at Trop, it looked like, on that Sunday night. So
you know, even with the room type assigned on arrival, you still get more than just the base. Because I am only getting Chelsea and West. Yeah.
Caesars, I only had Forum. Caesars, I only had Forum on Sunday. Okay. Yeah, at Harrah's and at Trop, I had pretty much anything.
I haven't actually looked at Harrah's. Let's see. This is what everyone wants.
Just what the people want.
I have the glorious room type assigned on arrival, Laguna, Waterfront, Coastal.
Yeah, so you have most things.
Bayview.
Yeah.
Atrium Tower Suite.
So you have everything.
Yeah.
I mean, but we just stayed at Harrah's and it was very Harrah's.
I mean, we liked it.
It was fine. I don't need to go back to Harrah's.
Waterfront, high floor, panoramic view.
I mean, let's put it this way. If you guys want to stay at Harrah's, that's fine, and I'll stay at Nugget, right, and it will be fine.
I would probably also stay at Nugget in that scenario. I don't know if Dave would be annoyed by that.
Mm-hmm. We could always just let him stay with one of us. But
that's true, right. Like, it's easy enough to get an extra bed. Anyways, that's more detail than anyone needs to know about that.
Yeah, so, but hopefully we'll be in Atlantic City in a week, and we'll have a trip report.
We have literally no plans, no dinners, no hotels, nothing.
No one knows when they're getting there. No one knows when they're leaving. No one knows anything.
There's a very good chance I do the room type assigned on arrival at Caesars for Monday, and then I can give a report about what happens.
Oh, that's good.
I'll risk ending up in Forum.
Yeah, that would be fine. You don't hate Forum that much. So.
No, I mean, on Monday night, like, whatever.
Yep. Yeah, I think it's worth a shot. I think that's a good plan. So we'll see what we do on Sunday.
The other end of the spectrum is, for a while, I could get, for 112, Nobu room. That's not that expensive.
Yeah, so when I checked, Nobu was cheaper than Centurion or Ocean for me, which was weird. Actually, I don't think I had normal Centurion and Ocean available at all. I think I had like some sweets and stuff available for money, but it just wasn't an option. Anyway.
Nobu, 150 a night for me now. Mm. Oh, yeah, 122 plus the resort fee. It was 112 before.
$10.
Can't pay that extra $10. I'm sorry, I'm out.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the trip plan. Glorious trip plan. Surely we'll just get there and do nothing, not gamble.
Not gamble. Yeah. Just sit in the Golden Nugget and not gamble, combining both things that we're talking about.
If I had to go for 48 hours and not gamble, I'd just bring my laptop and work from the room and get in full work days. That's cheating. You can't do that.
No, that's cheating. Yeah, you have to just sit there in the casino and just stare blankly ahead for 48 hours. It's like the guys on planes that don't do anything. You just sit there and stare. Raw dogging it, I think they call it.
That sounds awful.
Have you heard that? No. Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Maybe they're on like some sort of meds that just don't come out.
Incredible. All right, Atlantic Club, for sale in three parts. So, yeah, last we talked about Atlantic Club, it seemed like they were full steam ahead. They were developing some condos. Hilton or Hyatt, I think, were going to take over one of the towers and make hotel, and everything was great. But, you know, there have been some new developments. So why don't you go ahead, Craig?
Yeah, so the developer Coliseo Development Group is trying to sell the two hotel towers and the parking garages separately in three parts. They bought it for $25 million in 2019. They plan to convert the taller hotel tower to condos. The smaller hotel tower alone is listed at $55 million. There is no price listed for the taller tower or the garage. If you would like to buy one of the towers, you have the option to buy the garage in a package deal. Which, why do you need to point that out? Like, they're all for sale. Of course you have the option to buy the garage. You have the option to buy all three.
You can freeze out the other tower, though.
That's true. That is a good point. You could freeze out the other tower.
It's like Glenn Straub, you know, freezing out the power plant for Ocean.
If somebody buys one of the towers in the garage, doesn't that significantly decrease the value of the standalone tower that now has no garage?
And that's funny, which makes me think that they wouldn't actually sell it that way, but
yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on there. You know, they were trying to develop this thing. They're trying to convert the taller tower into condos. The latest we had heard about this whole thing is they were very frustrated with the permit process through the city and that the state had stepped in, and they were very optimistic about how this was going to go because now they had, you know, New Jersey State working with them, truly the most efficient organization in the world. And then apparently the deal was they would have to start over the whole permit process, and they were just like, we can't do that. So now they're out, which is not super surprising to me that they are exiting this project.
Surprising. By the way, we also got a note in our Facebook group about Bitterfield and how it's being developed into some supercar and vintage car, like racetrack.
Yeah, we've talked about that plan.
Something.
Yeah.
But we'll say that I'll put that in the same likelihood of Atlantic Club having actually been built.
Yeah, we'll see who the next person who buys it is. I'm assuming it'll go through the same iteration of initially talking about a water park, then talking about condos, then
Well, presumably the water park's been foreclosed upon because one of those is already in Atlantic City now. So that makes it a little bit different than it used to be.
Actually, part of the permit process is that you have to propose a water park before you can move on to other things. So it's in the CRDA bylaws.
I have to say, I get a lot of emails that make me think that the water park is not doing great. Yes. I think they have season passes now that are like $120 or something.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
that's really all you want. And it's just like, that doesn't seem like it's going well.
Yeah, that doesn't seem great.
No.
Speaking of the showboat, what a transition. There have been a lot of posts in a lot of Facebook groups, ours not included, about...
There was one in ours, for sure.
Okay, good. About the installation of an outdoor gym right next to Showboat at the old beach volleyball courts / seafood buffet area.
And you, being someone who works out all the time, I'm sure is very excited about this. As I said in our Facebook group, that you were been on record on the podcast about how you feel about working out on vacations.
Right, no, I don't do it. In Ocean City, though, there's a much smaller outdoor gym about a block off the boardwalk, and I did see people there working out. There were three people working out at like 4:30 p.m. in the rain.
The rain is fine, but who wants to work out outside in the summer in Atlantic City when it's like 95 and like 80% humidity?
So actually, when I was in Ocean City, most of the weather was 83 degrees and 83% humidity. Mm-hmm. So that brief period of rain was probably the best time to be working out the entire week. So this gym is being run by Fusion Gyms, which has four locations in Pennsylvania. Two of them, I think, are in Philadelphia, and two of them are a little further outside of Philadelphia. One's kind of near Trenton. I don't remember where the other one is. But They are opening Fusion Beach Club this Friday, July 26th. And it is not just a gym. They are talking about 100,000 square feet of outdoor gym, 50,000 square feet of the day and night club, and their Instagram especially highlighted the DJ booth, 75,000 square foot sports facility. So it seems like they want this to be a whole club where you go, you work out, then you go party at night, drink. There's a bunch of like sort of loungy beach bar vibe kind of chairs and couches and stuff that they're putting out there. So I'm interested to see how it does because it's got to compete for that space with all the beach bars that are actually out on the beach.
I mean, it's hard for me to say, right? Like, I am not the target demographic for, like, especially this day and night club. I can't imagine an outdoor gym like this being super successful, but the thing about Showboat is they will try everything. So we'll see how it does.
Yep.
It's always an interesting experiment.
It is. I'm interested to see what, like, if you want to use the gym, do you need to be a member? Like,
right, yeah, I don't know how it would work. I'm not as anti-working out on vacation as you are. Or I don't know if I would do it on an AC trip where I'm just drinking heavily all the time and stuff, but it depends a lot on, like, yeah, what's a day pass like? What are your options? How do you get in? So we'll learn more very shortly, I think.
I have to say, the 100,000 square foot gym, that's a lot of nice machinery in there.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. It looked nice.
Seems like a good gym.
Looked really hot sitting out in the sun, though.
Yes.
Truly the last place I want to be working out, but nice in fall and spring, maybe.
Yeah. So there are a couple other things at Showboat. One of them is a Michael Jackson exhibit, which I think they just posted recently. It's like somebody's personal collection of Michael Jackson and Jackson 5 memorabilia. It's called the MJ J5 exhibit that opens every day at 11 a.m. And you can go in, look around at a bunch of Jackson 5 memorabilia, or get a guided tour. It's $20 to get in. Children are $10. So that's somewhere in the Showboat.
I'm sure it's going to be incredibly popular.
Yes. There's also something called Pandora Lounge, which to me looks like it is once again replacing the space of that breakfast area. I can't remember what that was called. A Limonada Bar and Brunch.
Don't remember that at all.
So it seems very much like Limonada Bar and Brunch at Showboat is gone after one summer and that it's being replaced by this Pandora Lounge.
Well, we'll see if that's open or closed when 2026 starts.
Yeah, I mean, you got to keep that in mind with everything at the Showboat. That's probably just the best. Like, everything's just a pop-up shop, effectively, there. Soft opening at Showboat, June 21st. The Pandora Lounge on the boardwalk. They have a website, pandoraloungeac.com. There's all this talk about how it's a hot spot and it's an experience, but nothing.
From who?
From pandoraloungeac.com.
There's no talk about that.
Why are we talking about this?
No.
It says, unveil a new chapter of entertainment.
I refuse to believe this is news.
It's poised to become the epicenter of entertainment on the boardwalk, offering a unique fusion of style, elegance, and excitement. Yeah. Our new venue represents a bold step forward in redefining nightlife and social gatherings. Is this all just AI-generated slop? Like, there's nothing here that actually says
not news.
What it is. It's just the same thing over and over again. There's like 10 paragraphs on the site, each with a header, and they all just say the same things worded differently.
I will not read.
They have a soft opening tonight.
I thought you said it was June 21st.
Yeah, right. June 21st. Sorry, it's been open for a month. I haven't seen anybody talk about this. It seems like it's just a bar, dude. Like, I don't know.
Sounds very newsworthy. I'm glad that we just spent 15 minutes talking about
it. I'm just so confused about it.
What are you confused about? They open up new shit all the time.
But it doesn't say what it even is.
It doesn't matter. They just do stuff.
There's even a TikTok and they don't go inside. They just show anyways.
Probably because it's dire.
Probably because it is dire.
Can we skip the Kelly's Creamery too, which I also don't care about?
Yeah, so they also opened Kelly's Creamery, which is an ice cream place on the boardwalk at Showboat. So add that in there. That's on their Facebook page. I'll put a link to it. Sure, why not? Mm-hmm. But ice cream on the boardwalk, man, that's like iconic. You got to get ice cream. I got ice cream every single day in Ocean City. That's what you got to do. But you like ice cream. What are you complaining about?
I do like ice cream.
Speaking of underwhelming developments, the Harrah's, also just known as Harrah's without the V in front of it, has changed the Eden Lounge to the Voodoo Lounge. And they posted a bunch of stuff on social media. They had like a whole grand opening thing with people in sort of New Orleans-inspired voodoo outfits and stuff. And then I looked at the actual pictures of the venue, and as far as I can tell, they just took down everything that said Eden Lounge and put up stuff that says Voodoo Lounge. It looks exactly the same to me. I don't understand why they bothered with this. Other than, I guess, you know, they get to make some social media posts and remind everyone that they have this video poker bar with live music. But Eden Lounge was always hopping, so I don't know why they need to do that. Voodoo Lounge, now at Harrah's. Good
to know.
Very
excited.
The Landshark Bar, last seen on fire. Was that last year? Was it 2 years ago? I can't even remember how long that was.
And not having beer because all the homeless people tapped into their taps, yes, and stole it all.
Resorts has emailed saying that they have expanded the Landshark Bar, and it has just a bulleted list of stuff. And when you actually click the link, it doesn't tell you anything different than what Landshark used to be. But in the email, the list, it wasn't even bulleted. It was just the series of sentence fragments. Oceanfront, tiki bar and deck, beach bar and deck. That's actually a phrase that's in there. Oceanfront, tiki bar and deck, beach bar and deck.
Beach stage and deck, beach stage and dance floor.
With live entertainment nightly. Beachside lounge shares with full food and beverages. So that's the one big thing I think that looks different to me, is that they've put some stuff out on the actual beach. Before, you had to be on the deck or the tiki bar and deck, beach bar and the deck. Maybe these are two separate lines. I don't know.
They are two lines.
Are you looking at the email? Do you have the email?
I'm looking at what you've written here, and it obviously runs together.
Yeah.
It's one sentence.
Nope. So in the email, beachside lounge chairs with full food and beverage service delivered right to each seat. So that, I think, is the difference. Oh, and private beach cabanas with VIP bottle service. So they've kind of tried to go more into the full-on beach bar vibe. And then fire pit lounges with Adirondack seating. I don't know if those are on the beach. They always had the fire pit lounge out in front on the boardwalk side with the seating. I'm surprised that they want to hear anything about fire at the Landshark Bar, personally.
So, can you imagine how dire your life must be if you get like a cabana with VIP bottle service at the Landshark?
People like those beach bars, man.
Sounds bad, man.
We don't go, but people like them a lot. The Bungalow Beach Bar, the old Bally's Beach Bar, that was like the attraction in AC outside of gambling. People love that stuff.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, fine, if you want to get VIP bottle service at like a nightclub, that's fine. That's like a reasonable choice you can make in your life. But like at the Landshark, I mean, it could help you pick up some divorcees that are, you know, in their 50s or whatever, I guess, if that's what you want.
50s might be...
That might be generous.
Generous, yeah. Generous.
Some widowers that are a bit older, yeah, than that, maybe.
Saying that we're generous implies that, you know, being older than that is bad. I don't want to say that. I'm saying, you know, maybe skewing on the young side of how old they actually are, is what I'm saying. I don't know, though. I mean, people like that Jimmy Buffett stuff. They like it a lot. And
yeah, I mean, someone we'll be going to Atlantic City with really likes it.
He's probably hearing all this right now, and he's like, oh my goodness, I cannot wait to go see Oceanfront Tiki Bar and Deck Beach Bar and Deck.
I'm going to get bottle service at the Landshark. Yeah. It's what Jimmy Buffett would have wanted.
That's true. That is true. And, I mean, you say widowers, but aren't we all widows of Jimmy Buffett? Think about it.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. Yep.
All right. June data. Moving along. The June data, which you put into the spreadsheet, thank you very much, looks incredibly good.
Weird. Incredibly strange.
2024, June 2024 was a 5-Saturday month. June 2025, 4 Saturdays. Standard 4-weekend month. And yet, June 2025 was up 6.1% year over year. That being said, only 3 casinos were up year over year. They were Borgata, right, Caesars, and Ocean. And I think that what that tells you is when Borgata's up 20%.
And Ocean's up 30%.
Yeah, in the summer, that carries a lot of water for the rest of the city, right? Because Borgata did, what, $77 million or something like that?
So Borgata's up basically $12.5 million from last year, and Ocean is up over $10 million from last year. So that's where,
right,
more than 100% of the gain.
Yes, the city as a whole is up $15 million. So that's how that works out. Yeah, I mean, we talk a lot about how the changes in these bigger casinos have an outsized impact because they make so, right, much more of the money. And I think one thing that really hammers that home is that Borgata making $76 million would have been the 4th best Q2 in Atlantic City. So it beat 5 casinos entire quarter in 1 month. And even actually Ocean's $43.5 million would have beat Bally's, Resorts, and Golden Nugget for their entire quarter. So that is how top heavy things are in Atlantic, yeah, City right now.
By the way, my bet, assuming that the Borgata was going to go up year over year, is looking pretty good right now.
Borgata just absolutely hammering things, doing quite well.
Yeah,
it was the standard 1-2-3 Borgata, Hard Rock, Ocean. Ocean only $2.2 million behind Hard Rock, though, so that's interesting.
I will say Hard Rock had a pretty bad luck month, but Ocean had quite a good luck month. So, like, an insanely good luck month.
It was Ocean's second best month ever, which they'd only done better than in August of 2024. So we'll see what they do in August of 2025. The other random month that was very, very close to this for Ocean, I believe, was October of 2024. Which is like, why was that a $40+ million month for them? No, it's October of 2023. They had a $43 million month where they were up 53% year over year.
That won me my bet. I think it's the only month since COVID that Borgata, Hard Rock, and Ocean haven't been 1-2-3 in that order.
That's true.
Won me a bet.
By being up 50% year over year. Like somebody just like flew in from China or something and just bet a ton of money and lost very bad.
Yeah.
Surely is what happened, I say, with no evidence at all.
It was probably the last time I went to Ocean, frankly.
It went that bad for you?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Good. All right. Do you want to talk about Q2 very briefly? I touched on it.
I mean, Ocean and Borg are up a lot, and Valleys and Nugget are down a lot, and Trop. I mean, I don't know. I don't have too much to say. It's the same stuff we've been talking about for months, I think.
Yeah, I mean, 5 casinos are up. Hard Rock's basically even. You know, you get Bally's down 15%, Golden Nugget down 10%. That's to be expected. That's pretty bad. Tropicana down almost 8% is not great. But after Q1 did not look amazing. It was down a couple percent, and we were sort of like, let's see what happens in Q2 and hope that this isn't the sign of a trend downward. We get up 5% in Q2. So seems good. We can stop making excuses for Atlantic City. AC's back, baby.
Pretty top heavy, and it seems like 6 casinos are doing quite badly. So
6 casinos are up?
We'll see what happens.
Granted... Resorts is up 0.99%. Harrah's is up 2%. Caesars is up 3.23%.
Yeah, Caesars had quite a good luck month, by the way. The thing is, even if we go back to 2022, 2021 even, during the COVID times, Caesars, Harrah's, and Trop were all over $20 million.
Per month.
For the June. It's like very disappointing how badly they're all doing, but it's warranted given how badly Caesars has been run the last few years.
Yeah, I mean, they're running that shit into the ground. It's unbelievable to have a June where Harrah's is getting $17.1 million, Caesars 20.5, Tropicana 18.1. Like, those are bad numbers.
I mean, and Bally's and Golden Nugget are just dire right now. Frankly, the slightest wind, I think, in one of them is going out of business.
Bally's $11 million in June. Golden Nugget 11.6. Those are January numbers. It's extremely rare for a casino to be under 10, right? Bally's did it in January and February, but it's very, very rare.
I mean, neither of those casinos has had over a $12 million month yet this year, so it's not good.
And to not get there in June is just insane. Maybe there's the argument that Golden Nugget is not actually that seasonal because it's not on the beach, but like, I think it's more likely that they're just doing really bad.
Yeah, it's bad. We'll see what happens.
Actually, I think the positive spin is that, you know, Golden Nugget, Tropicana, Caesars, maybe to some extent, although they had a very lucky month, have actually just evolved past seasonality, and they no longer are seeing big spikes in the summer and big drawbacks in the winter because they're just flat at bad for all the time.
The problem is you want to be seasonal in Atlantic City, yes, right? Because you just want to make all of your money in the summer.
Right.
If you've evolved past seasonality, that just means you're a really bad casino.
Right. That's what's going on, I think, is what I'm saying. Yeah.
All right. If you want to reach out to us or any of our other listeners, you can do so at our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/doForAWin. Find all of our great content at doForAWin.com. Reach out to Craig on Twitter at DoForAWin or me at Kyle Askin and send Craig questions at DoForAWin@gmail.com and we will answer them on air. How's our inbox?
Oh, I've got a bunch of stuff that I could have brought up in the episode, but this was already long. This is too long.
Next episode. Well, if the next episode is
The next episode will be a trip report. This episode actually wasn't crazy long.
2 episodes from now.
I do actually really quickly, one thing we talked about last episode, Andy S. emailed, I don't even know if that's his real last name, emailed.
I mean, do we know if anyone's name is actually their name other than like the people we're actually friends with?
That's a good point. That's an excellent point.
Go ahead.
So anyways, Andy emailed, not our friend Andy, a different Andy, emailed after we talked about Maya and how it just kind of came up out of nowhere. He said, it is made of shipping containers and went up over a week or so. He was there for the first time last week. The drinks were great, as well as the empanadas. Very cool place. Highly recommended.
All right. Let's go to Maya in a week.
Yeah.
I'm all in for that.
Sounds good. Thank you for the review. We always say something pops up, and we're always like, can't wait to hear any reviews of this place. Nobody emails with reviews. Maybe somebody will post in the Facebook group.
Yeah.
Andy S., if that is your real name, understood the assignment.
I do love that you said that. You don't even know if that's his real last name or not.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, we literally get an email from somebody that's
so strange.
Just OB, lowercase, yeah. Space between O and B. And yet I'm skeptical of someone with a name-sounding name. Like, look at this name-ass name. Who even knows what that name really is? Anyways. Yeah.
If I were making a fake name, I would be Andy S. as well.
Great.
Boy, all right. Thank you guys very much for listening, and we'll hopefully have a trip report for you next time.
We will.
And hopefully this episode will be posted before our trip.
Ooh, that's a tougher ask, because it's been about a week between recording and posting.
It's been more than that, I think.
We don't want to talk about that.
All right, thank you guys a lot.
Management of this podcast on par with Caesar's Properties.
Yeah, Showboat.
Let's not go that far. Let's not say something we can't take back.